Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show, Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest guys I've ever met. He's the author of China Inc., the landmark book on that topic that people are still using as a reference book once they've read it and enjoyed it. Also, his follow-up to that, Shock of Gray, it's all about the aging and the demographic shifts going on around the world. And he's here to talk to us about something very interesting that I think many of you right between the eyes, this topic he wants to talk about today. Ted Fishman, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks so much, and thanks for that great introduction.
Well, it's much deserved, Ted. I mean every word of it. So, okay, one of the things that I have devoted part of my work to over the years is talking to small business owners about retirement. And being a small business owner myself, I live this. And the challenge that we have as small business owners is that if we ever do get our hands on some free cash, some cash that we can do something else with that doesn't have to go to payroll, there's always something else the business needs that the business has got its hand out for. And it's really tough for a small business owner to begin the process of a parallel retirement plan. What do you think?
I think that's true. There's so many challenges for small business people, one of which is if you come to the idea of starting your business late or purchasing a business later in your career, very often it's the money you had put aside for retirement that goes into that business. So the business itself could be a big bet on your retirement, but as we all know, small business is a risky proposition. The survivability of small businesses is something you have to steel yourself
right.
for. It's not always great. And in addition to that, for a small business, there's nothing better than having extra cash on hand for the business because you need it to get you through periods and
That's
uneven
right.
periods, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was some recent data on retirement that just threw me for a loop. When I wrote Shock of Gray, it came out 3 years ago. When I first started reporting it, which was 5 years ago, the average savings of Americans in retirement was around $25,000
wow.
as the average savings. And mm-hmm. then
And when you say savings, are you talking about cash in the bank, or does that include IRAs and things like that?
I'm talking about what people self-identify as their retirement savings.
Their retirement savings. So it's not just savings, it's retirement savings.
Yes, retirement savings.
All right, go ahead.
As the recession wore on, that number got smaller and smaller, and it reached a low around $15,000. Now it's back up for middle-class Americans. The median savings are only $20,000, which is a low number. But for older Americans, surprisingly, the savings for retirement is lower than for younger Americans. So Americans mm-hmm. in my group, I'm 56, Americans 50 to 59 years old, among them, 41% said they were not contributing to retirement at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of this has to do with the rise of self-employment.
Yeah,
and contingent
right.
employment.
And the growth of small business over the last 25 years.
And the growth of small business, that's right. So these numbers, they're the dark side of a very good trend, which is that people are controlling their own destiny, but they're betting it all on this future.
Well, and even companies, even people who are employed by larger companies, their retirement scenario is not as robust and as generous as it was 50 years ago. And, you know, the 20...
Well, some of America's largest companies drive people to the edge of poverty so that they can have the government pick up bills on
medical... Well, that's right. And are they converted their pension plans, their defined benefit plans into 401ks? I know, I remember when some of the big companies did that. But you know, many of those 20th century promises were made and they're coming due now in the 21st century, and 21st century reality can't pay that bill. That's another thing that's happening right now. Ted?
Well, I don't know if you followed this. You know, there's some efforts to rework the health care benefits of around 10,000 casino workers, I think, or thousands of casino workers. And
Right. Part
of it is to take $5,000 away from their health, so that if you have to pay $5,000 more for your health care, you're going to not be paying that.
Be going in the other direction. We're going to talk some more about this, folks, including some of the myths of small business ownership with regard to retirement and some of the advantages that you have. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.